Dear Ollie, I have heard throughout the years that it is more blessed to give than to receive, especially around the holidays. Well, I wonder what does that mean for a dog or a cat? Last Christmas, I did a whole lot of getting. I got toys, biscuits, and my cat friend got weird toys with feathers and wands even. I received a red sweater, Christmas sweater, with an embroidered tree that lights up. It should be entered in the Ugly Christmas Trees contest. Or is that just for humans? When my owner put it on me and I lighted it up, I stopped moving and just stood there. I mean, I'd still be standing if it weren't for the obnoxious human kid who took the sweater off of me and wrapped me in a towel. Don't even ask. I was a real good sport, excepting for the sweater debacle. I didn't topple the Christmas tree, I didn't eat the tinsel, and I never ate a wrap package or sucked down a kid's toy. I did, however, nosh on some turkey on my search under the table, but didn't knock over the Christmas candles with a sweep of my tail. Then there are the lush red and green plants, which include cactus, holly, lilies, mistletoe, poinsettia, hemlock, and ivy, which the florists deliver to our house nonstop during Christmas season. Sometimes I lift my leg on them with the sheer delight of seeing their red and green selves shine, and sometimes I just want to eat one. But I didn't rip them into tiny green shreds because I was on my best behavior ever. My pet parents have lots of friends who come and go over the holidays. I usually hunker down under the table and look for my opportunity to bolt. Last year I did run off, but I was immediately returned because I was wearing my collar and tags. And my identification tag says proudly, Brad Pitbull. Happy holidays, Ollie. You are my man.
Dear Brad Pitbull, I wish you a happy holiday too. You are bragging that you were very good last Christmas, and obviously that is your gift to your pet parents. Really? Well, they are luckier than mine. To my woman and man-human, Christmas giving to me and the rest of the pet brood here is simply trying to be on our best behavior. We realize that no human wants to run to a veterinarian during the holidays because their pet has eaten or ingested something they shouldn't. Second to that Christmas horror is finding a pet missing and phoning the local shelters to find it when they are closed for the holidays. So, I try to be a good dog, but in many ways, it's not possible. I tore into a white paper bag carrying fruitcake from a local bakery. I have vomited on the carpet right before the guests pulled up in their cars. I scratch doors, growl at other dogs, and not come when I am called. In years past, I have swirled around the house, stealing toys, and behaved worse than Thing 1 and Thing 2 that appear in The Cat in the Hat. My humans nicknamed me the Christmas Thing 3. It seems to be a tradition here. But so far this year, I've been good. Okay, the holidays have not quite started yet, but I am certain, Brad Pitbull, that your good behavior through the Christmas holiday season was a welcome gift to everyone in your household last year. Congratulations. Will you be on your best behavior this year, too? Remember not to chase the cat in your house or eat anything with sugar, turkey skin or bones, mistletoe, holly, or poinsettias. Tell your cat friend to stay away from raw fish, onions and chives, uncooked eggs, and caffeinated drinks. For a complete list of holiday food spoilers for household pets, go to the ASPCA, that's the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, website. And while you're at it, the gift's in the mail. Signed, your friend in fur, Ollie. And remember, love is a four-legged word.